This is A to Z. An Introduction to Islamic Lifestyle. Today's lesson, do not have suspicion against believers. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Unfortunately, it is so common that believers start to doubt each other's intentions and actions. Haven't we all seen that? Well, the commander of the faithful, the first infallible and immaculate Imam Ali alayhi salam, he has said, discard suspicion among yourselves because Allah has forbidden it. Look how strict the wording of Imam Ali alayhi salam is. When something is forbidden, it is not to be performed. Isn't that right? So here Imam Ali alayhi salam is reminding us very clearly that we have to discard suspicion, right? First, the suspicion gets developed somehow. Now we have this suspicion about this other believer. Imam Ali alayhi salam is saying, discard that suspicion. Yes, you know, you may have a reason to suspect that person, but discard it when it comes to a mu'min. And, you know, of course, we're talking about individual level acts here. Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq alayhi salam, the sixth divinely appointed Imam, has said, when a believer accuses his brother, faith in his heart is melted in the same way that salt is melted in water. Who would want to do something like that, brothers and sisters? Being doubtful of another believer, accusing him of something, or suspecting him, are the traits seriously disliked by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, disliked by the Prophet of Allah, and disliked by the Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam. So we know we're not supposed to have suspicion against believers. And let's say it develops in our heart somehow or in our mind, we are expected and supposed to and been instructed to discard that suspicion. Welcome back to your listeners. Today we are discussing having suspicion against believers and not having suspicion against believers. Islam has instructed us to not have suspicion against other believers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala removes the blessings from the life of the one who suspects his brother in faith. The eighth divinely appointed Imam, Imam Ali ibn Musa Rida alayhi salam, has said, the believers are like brothers who have the same parents. He is cursed. He who accuses his brother, he is cursed. He who deceives his brother, he is cursed. He who does not intend good for his brother, he is cursed. He who hides himself from his brother, he is cursed. He who backbites his brother, end quote. This was the eighth divinely appointed Imam, Imam Rida alayhi salam. Brothers and sisters, Islamic code of ethics is very precise and much detailed at the same time. The eighth infallible Imam informs us clearly that he who accuses his brother is cursed. Anyone who deceives and backbites his brother is highly disliked by Allah. We are always required to intend good for other believers. Otherwise, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes away the blessings from our lives. When we say cursed, here it means taking away those blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from a person's life. So if somebody develops this habit of suspecting other believers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promises that he's going to take away the blessings from that person's life. What are we supposed to do then? Not have suspicion against other believers.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parstoday.ir.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.